So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. All right. I'll give it to you straight up at the top. I think I have a name for the ballroom after talking about some people. I have more information on the ballroom. I don't know that I would say it is the silliest thing. If you have something sillier, I'd like to know they've gone after Trump on. National Review put it beautifully today. This went all the way back to Benjamin Harrison. Wanting to remodel, wanting to make it bigger. And really, these are just some 1940s era offices that were stuck in there in the East Wing. And the West Wing is even less prominent in some ways. But of course, that's not stopping the surge around this. And look, when you bring a backhoe or whatever they used in to knock something down, it does look awful, particularly around the White House grounds. It's an eyesore for now, and they're working apparently around the clock to rebuild and move forward. But this has just caused more. Here is Henry. This one's a little bit out of order, but here is a guy who is Mark Halperin, who is kind of down the middle. He leans a little bit. He used to be on ABC. This is cut 11. Listen to Halperin. Break down what this is like for people in Washington, even some who says are usually pretty smart, and how they think this is actually going to change the midterms. Yeah, the midterms. Cut 11.
I'm a student of what some call Trump derangement syndrome. I'm a student of the concern many in the media and Democrats politics have about the violation of norms. I've seen the slightest thing Donald Trump does be blown up into like a federal offense, whatever that expression means. And then I see Neera Tanden today on Twitter. Neera Tanden worked in Clinton, Obama, Biden, top political person, ran the Center for American Progress. She's at the pinnacle of American democratic politics and government and policy. And Neera tweeted this today about the construction at the White House. I genuinely think the images of them destroying the East Wing of the White House could be a game changer in the elections. I mean no disrespect to Neera. I do not understand this point of view. I heard a New York Times reporter on CNN or MSNBC yesterday nearly in tears about the construction at the White House. We're going to talk about this because I think it's a window. It's a prism. It's a device for understanding what the hell is going on in America today that people feel this way. I got to read you my tweet. Because my tweet, as so often happens, my tweet sums this up so brilliantly. Here's what I tweeted an hour ago. This is one of the most bewildering moments in the decade-long reaction of the resistance. They seem to look at the construction photos as if they show the wreckage of Trump purposely bombing an orphanage. That's how people are reacting to this. Now, again, there may be serious questions to be raised about what he said previously about the construction, the norms of what a president is allowed to do with or without the requisite approvals. From a historical point of view, people may say you shouldn't be knocking down the East Wing to build something new. I mean, I would not minimize any of these issues at all.
All right. So that last point was a great one. And I say this all the time when it comes to President Trump. Sure, or Stephen Miller. All week we've talked about this. Remember John's call about the Nuremberg trials? Meaning, yes, of course, you could have a debate around the policy, back and forth over that. Should he have done it? Did he say he was going to do it? But that last point, it's like he's blowing up an orphanage in some country or defiling something unbelievable here when the evidence just doesn't point toward that. That's the point, and how they're saying this is going to change the midterms somehow or another. All right, so Grant's suggestion, after talking to several people yesterday, what do you think if Trump, and look, I think you can go either way on this, names the ballroom, maybe not America's ballroom or something like that. If you like that better, that's fine. But the Charlie Kirk ballroom, would that be out of character? Would that be a fitting homage to Kirk on something that's going to be lavish, though? Could you argue, well, it's not in his style? Several people who knew him that I talk about, that they say, no, I think that is an honor that would be appropriate. I would lean more that way on it. I'm sure there's already a number of things. There'll be a number of other things named after him. Is that out of line, or is that something that would be a master stroke? Trump hasn't given any indication yet of what he might do around this, but I think that that would be very appropriate. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Now, the ad of the day, maybe the ad. You got to be on YouTube. Come on now. YouTube.com/1210. Henry, you saw this one. I this is our oyster guy. Might get him on Monday to talk about this ad. We haven't heard enough, even though Jack Chattarelli, I mean, there's so many targets there of policy with Mikey Sherrill. And I'm going to give you even the New York Times. They're coming around to Dom's side on this big piece on the two women. And they essentially say that the woman running is Spanberger and Mikey. This could be a message of how you run as a Democrat. But they say there's one thing. They say local issues aside, there's always local issues in Virginia, Pennsylvania. Henry, would you like to make a guess? New York Times pivots paragraph after paragraph. What do they say is the issue? That I talk about all the time in this.
Could it be sports?
Yes. Not bathrooms. And they actually say, yes, the whole trans issue. And then a big paragraph, though, particularly not the bathrooms.
Sports.
Athletic competition. Yep. I'll give you some of that coming up. But the New York Times pivoting to that. I will take your calls. I want to know if they want the Kirk thing or not. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Jump in right at the top. We got some great people come. One from Henry, direct from Charleroi. But you got to see this from Mike Testa. Even I think it's kind of retro. Is it sexist? I think it's hot. I think it works. He's got this sexy woman in a red evening gown.
It's not Jessica Rabbit. I'll say that much.
Yes, right.
It's Jessica Rabbit, but it's not.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know if he was going for that. We'll have to get him on and ask him.
He totally was.
Yeah, put him on the list for Monday as we really count down. Monday will be the first early voting day, too. I mean, Saturday. We're going to have Mike Donahue on today and the president going with Chattarelli tonight to really pump up the vote. All right, here is... Here is the Mike Testa ad. There you go.
You know what turns me on? A man who takes control, especially of this. These prices climb higher every month, and they're leaving everyone hot under the collar. If you're tired of getting burned by the New Jersey Democrats, maybe it's time to flip the switch.
Yeah, I don't think it's Jessica Rabbit either. And again,
it totally is.
Oh, you think so? I think it's a little bit more that. Okay, yeah. I think there's a little bit more at Mike's.
I mean, the red dress, yeah, the purple gloves.
We'll
I
ask
mean...
if that was the inspiration, but it is hot, and it is a nice take to plan in the mind. We haven't heard enough in Jersey about electric, well, affordability. Mikey Sherrill, I'll give her this, is just shamelessly out there. You're the ones that did this. We know that. The affordability crisis, and she's running on it somehow or another. Madani's running on it in New York. And you know what he'll cause by what he wants to do. But they're saying we're going to take it from somebody else. That's where it's not affordable because of the billionaires. Okay, one more thing here. We got a lot more today on the scandal around the NBA. And I actually have this. It's a fun service in which they put up odds on stuff. They have LeBron James 7-1 as one of the next people, only 7-1. He's in the top three to be pinched on illegal gambling in one way, shape, or form. And I watched the tape of Rozier plays for the Heat now, and they didn't see what this guy was doing. They just were gathering evidence, I think. Yeah.
It's some of those clips are ridiculous. It's aren't even bad plays. That's just you did that on purpose.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. These guys are going to go away. I mean, there's no defense. You know, if I'm the attorney, the prosecutor, I want any kind of real basketball fan and the defense attorney, just keep people off that don't know basketball from soccer. That's your only hope.
Yeah.
They watch this. You're not going to need all these tapes and x-ray glasses. They're going to watch these guys in the court. That'll be enough. Okay. Now, Jersey, center of the universe for us. Here's what we'd like to know. Hit us with, and we had great success the other day, something rural. Jersey is suburban heaven, or it used to be. You know, that's what it was known for. More than the big cities, I'd say. It's suburbia. Those leafy Princeton's of the world. You know what I'm talking about. Here it'd be Cherry Hill is the first one that pops into my mind. Not the wealthiest, but it was Cherry Hill. It was huge suburbs. Okay. We want to know something, a person, place, or thing. I'm going to give you a person even that is associated with suburbia, with suburbs. One form, think outside the box. I'm going to take off the creator of Levittown, which was the ultimate in suburbia because everybody had a piece of grass to mow. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, no. This was everybody got their slice. I mean, that was lower middle class, slightly to middle class. That's what the Levittowns were about. New York, maybe even more famously. The other thing I'll take off, you can't have the suburbs unless you worship, and I hope they still do because I do, the car. Mm. You must have the car.
Yeah, how else are you supposed to get in the
house? Even today, you don't have the car today, you're still not going to be in suburbia very long. Those are long distances there. You know, how about public? No. You need a car if you're in the suburbs. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, how about growing up in the suburbs? Right. The place where a lot of your, you know, a lot of games will be played, whether it's basketball, wiffle ball, tag, manhunt, kick the can, what name it. It's all played in the cul-de-sac.
At the end of the road.
Yes. In the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, since you said that is a very suburban term. I'm going to take another one off. No one was going to say this, but I love this term because we used it about Springfield out of Montgomery County once. Mm-hmm. They were identified as a bedroom community of Philadelphia, meaning they're right there on pretty much on the lines. You go home to sleep there. That phrase, the cul-de-sac, bedroom community.
Oh, I like that. Yeah that's a good one.
Planners and others, you're going to be a bedroom community of Philadelphia, meaning you're outside all the stuff with Philadelphia, the line, but you're close to getting into Center City. That's what the deal was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bedroom community. How about yours, Kirk?
I'm going to go with pork roll again.
Pork roll?
What, yeah. Pork roll, egg, and cheese or something?
Exactly
or
right, yeah.
You think that's a very suburban thing?
It is.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It is.
Judges might have to say no on that.
There's going to be haters.
I'm rejecting that.
We'll put you down for that. I think that's across the... I see rural America. out there for that, but okay.
I wouldn't say that's rural. That's where I dissent on that. It's not okay. Rural. I think it's suburban.
All right.
That's just me.
Okay.
It's eight haters hate.
It's 855-839-1210. So we're going to talk with a couple of the folks we talked with during the 2024 campaign about Charleroi. Remember, it was Springfield, Ohio, I think, where we had the big thing with the Haitians and Trump, but it was also Charleroi, the weird-sounding name here in Pennsylvania. Henry has dug out an update. There's a lot going on there because now the industry has collapsed in the town, and all those people that Biden put into small-town America, it's awful. The footage, the stuff they sent us is incredible. Okay, but we'll take your calls right now. And the Charlie Kirk Ballroom, all right? That's where we're looking to go. Hey, first, let's talk about Dr. Benz. Let me tell you about my friend, Dennis, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. Exciting news from Benz Dental Group. Dr. Benz and Dr. Cooley Benz, his wife, are just thrilled to welcome a new prostodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Benz. Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, really happy with the evolving care for me. Everything, the electric toothbrush, you know, the water pick, simple everyday things to do to get great oral health, which you'll get to, and that great smile that everyone wants. So get on the road to that dental health and smile. Call and schedule an appointment right now, 610-272-6949. That's 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, at Dom Show 1210, some pretty good names for the brand-new ballroom, the Pelosi Lounge, the Lewinsky Ballroom, okay. The Big Blank Ballroom, the Fred Astaire Ballroom, nicknamed the Freddy. The Ronald Reagan Memorial Ballroom. I don't know that Reagan has much to do with the ballroom. And the,
Should give it to like a real niche weirdo politician, like a president.
Here is, I like this
Spiro
one.
Spiro T. Agnew Ballroom.
Right. Studio 54, no, Studio 45-47.
That one I like.
Yeah,
that
Studio 45-47. Yeah. You show that to Trump right now. Walk in right now. Bang! They're out there putting that up first. But we're not finished doing anything. No, that's right. What it, he'll have a big billboard out.
I hope so. No one steals that.
Oh, the last one that gets to Trump is what it'll be named. All right, yeah, Studio 45-47. Okay, you got it. 855-839-1210, you get on board. All right, let me take a couple calls then. New York Times must be listening to the show. They talk about Abigail in Virginia and Mikey here. They were called the Mod Squad when they went to Congress, these two women and a few others, because they were seen as moderate liberals. Well, you know, they're liberal. They're not necessarily progressives, but okay. The bottom line, though, is that the New York Times says, yeah, local issues aside, these two are a blueprint of how to win elections for Democrats, is what people are looking at. There's only one big issue that comes up that they're now, there are several, we know that. And they pivot toward the trans issue, and they say, particularly in sports. I don't know if you remember this, but Mikey Sherrill says no Moms for Liberty type should be running on our fields telling us about right away with this. Abigail's a little bit more cautious. She says, well, all I want to do is have local control. No, you don't. You're always about the federal government, where principals and parents and others sit down and figure out what to do on this. No, lady, that's not how it works. If you want to be accredited to play for championships or leagues or whatever, in Pennsylvania, the one that sets the regs, by and large, is the PIAA. In Virginia, I'm sure it's something like that. And they say who can participate in all the minutiae that goes into this type of stuff. So right away, she's trying to say, oh, why can't we let the locals? And you know what they want. They want to get some superintendent or principal who's sympathetic to this and is going to put someone trans out there. Her whole record is the federal government. She's a creature of that. Mikey Sherrill goes off attacking Moms for Liberty as if they're the only type of people offended by this whole thing. But it's a New York Times lead piece. Are these the two women who can turn it around for Dems? And he's a weekly contributor, Washington on Politics, Demographics, and Inequality. They talk about the fact Democrats are watching this to see if this brand is a winner. And then he says in the article, yeah, while local issues are central to both contests, transgender rights continue to be the nagging problem for both women, particularly sports teams. New York Times. Why is that? Because try as they might, thread the needle here, there, or everywhere, like attacking Moms for Liberty, try as they might, they can't get out of this box. I think it's more than 80-20 now. In Jersey, even, it's approaching 75-25. That's Jersey. And in some states, it's 85-15 or more. And the Moore's leaving town. So why do they? We've been through this. Why they continue with this? And both of them have tried to thread the needle again and again and again. They go on the attack and they put up straw men like the Moms for Liberty are the only ones that care about this. They try to pivot to the bathroom. I've seen that now and say, oh, well, who is it? Who's your Hunter Biden? You know, why don't you talk to your God or your doctor or somebody else? Then they pivot toward who's doing what in the bathrooms. That's preposterous. New York Times says particularly sports teams. And we've been through why that is. The advice to Republicans in the midterms, run on this. And they'll say, is that all you have? Now you got to cover the other issue. It's affordability. We know all that. But I'm saying you got to put aside a lot on this and find a killer ad. That's what happened in 2024. It wasn't the only reason. Kamala Harris, my God, she was an awful candidate. Everybody saw that. But she wanted to have taxpayers pay and did. She supported that as attorney general, fighting for that, for transgender surgery, not just gender affirming care for people that were here illegally and were in jail. My God. You'd be fired in 10 seconds if you didn't say, sir, we got to spend $50 million on that. I could see coming in the Trump and he went, really? And then when you explain it to them, let's get $100 million. Let's get even more than that. Remember the tagline? Kamala's for they, them, we're for you. Beautiful tagline, though. But I really like the Mike Testa ad. We should play that once an hour between now and the election. Playing with the electric bills in Jersey. All right, Charlie Kirk Ballroom. Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I don't know what the setup was because I just caught the tail end of you recommending it. Is that something that's really that the Trump administration is wrestling over to maybe call it that? Or is that something that was a Dom Giordano thing?
Well, with informed sources, not saying Trump, but people that were in the upper echelon of the Kirk thing and all that are on board with it. So I'm sure that they are filtering that out there. Yeah, I think it's a real possibility.
So I apologize. Then.
Yeah, that's okay.
When I heard it, I thought that was your idea. And I'm thinking, wait, I don't like that idea because I think Charlie Kirk is much greater than just a ballroom. But then again, when I gave it a second thought, I'm thinking, that if that's Dom Giordano's, that's brilliant. Or even if that's Trump's, that's a brilliant thing to call it, because there will be a proverbial mushroom cloud for every progressive on the planet.
Yes. Well, also, it's going to be a big glamorous thing at the White House. You know, you don't get any more central than that.
Well, the whole thing, I can't imagine how much we're going to be dealing with separation from church of state conversation
exactly.
From here to infinitum.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that column, Separation of Church and Rumba. That's what it's going to be.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Cha-cha? I mean, yeah, okay.
I don't necessarily agree that it should be that, but what better way to needle them is that? There is no better way.
Well, will the ABC show, what is it, Dancing with the Stars, will it be at this ballroom? That's the question America wants to know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, while I was on hold, I did come up with a side to compliment your the books, right?
Yes.
What better thing than being in the suburbs than having a two-car detached garage with an apartment above it?
Oh, that is a great one. Very detailed for a suburban man. Yeah. Yes.
Not just the garage.
Yes.
Two-car detached garage with a loft upstairs.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go to Bob in Huntington Valley. Not John in Huntington Valley. We heard John the other day. He's out there working on the Nuremberg trial, John. Let me know when is it in the original German that we're going to be asked questions. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great show. We listen all the time.
Thank you, Bob, very much.
Hey, with all due respect, I don't think it should be named the Charlie Kirk Ballroom at this time.
Okay.
I think a better name for it is the Patriot Ballroom.
Ah, yes.
And I'll tell you why, because I think it would be a little decisive now as we're trying to pull the country together if you name it the Charlie Kirk. And I love Charlie Kirk. He's a great man. The other thing is, as soon as another administration would come in, possibly, that's the first thing they do is they change the name. So I think Patriot Ballroom would be great. You can host the Patriot Awards there, which would be awesome.
All right.
So that's my opinion. Secondly, the suburban thing, white picket fence.
That's a very good one. Yep, picket fence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, Dom, if I may, please, we have a great tax collector candidate running here against the Democrat incumbent.
Wait a minute, is it the Italian guy?
It's Giuseppe Bucci, who was just on Fox and Friends.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm a volunteer for him. Okay. I would love to have him call in on the show. I've sent stuff to Clips for Dom.
I have it. Yeah. Well, tell
can
me.
Can I organize that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if he calls in, you know, we'll give him a brief mention. It's a tax collector out there. You know, we got the bigger races, but yeah, the name Giuseppe Bucci too is perfect. All right. Sounds like soccer is going to be played on the tax collecting route. All right. I saw him on Fox and Friends. He was good. All right, 855-839-1210. Those are all real good, so get in yours. Nobody yet jumping up and down saying yes to the Charlie Kirk thing. This was inside with some friends of his. That's where I got it. It wasn't my original idea. But as time goes on, if people like it, I might say, oh, yeah, I was sitting there and thought, got to be that. Studio 45 to 47. You went into Trump with that now. I can see he's got that up there in gold instantly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he would go with that.
The same font as, like, Trump Tower, too, right on the outside.
Or a sponsor.
Yeah, sponsored, yes.
Sponsored by
Brought Fandle. To you by Dr. Pence. Okay, yeah. Okay, 855-839-1210. We'll take more. Coming up, Henry snagged this. Trouble in River City? No, in Charleroi. Remember that? How many times Dan and I would say it? We had them on, very small town in Pennsylvania that bore the brunt of the nonsense of Biden on small town America and Haitian immigrants. Well, it's blown up even more. Going to ask is, can we get the Trump administration a ride to the rescue? All that straight ahead.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Boy, I love it when we do our job and we bring you an update on something that was really hot. You remember Small Town America, not just Charleroi. Man, how many times do we pronounce that? Was in the news, in the throes, and I was there in the spin room when it came up, of 2024, because particularly this time it was the Haitians, but there were several others. Aurora, Colorado was in there, where people were dropped in huge numbers to small town America. And Charleroi was one of the smaller ones, and they had a bit of industry there, but you had people from Haiti who don't speak English, they speak French. You had the issue of the schools and even reading stop signs. And we had quite a go-getter on, one of their council people, I guess, Larry Salashi. He was very entertained. And the mayor, Greg Dorfler, was also on with him. In a second, we'll go to them. But Henry is now putting up on YouTube some of the images that were sent to us recently from Charleroi. And it's a lot of crash cars. A lot of businesses closing, and I hope the Trump administration picks up on this, because this is the debris left behind from what Joe Biden did. You may remember that. You may remember the one town was more famous or infamous, Springfield, but this town suffered. The guys are back with us, the mayor and Larry here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, guys, thanks for coming back today. We feel for you in Charleroi, and thanks for being there.
Thanks, Dom. I'm glad to be back with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, you're welcome. And, Larry, you were the quintessential character when we had you on in 2024. So thank you for doing it. So we already knew it was very – how big is Charleroi before this incursion by Biden? How many people in the town, Mayor?
There, what do we have, Larry? 4,000?
4,000.
Okay. 4,134. Okay. That was the census before
and,
this happened.
Yeah. And how many people from Haiti, the refugees, whatever, were sent in?
Roughly between 2,000 and 3,000.
My God. So that would be like, Henry, Philadelphia, suddenly we have like 600,000 people more put in here to Philadelphia. It might get a little crowded. Might be a little bit. And they don't speak English, and they're in school. So, wow. So, Larry, we talked then about the industry. Some of it was fading, et cetera. What happened now? What's the big thing that Henry saw out there that's a change? What's happened?
Well, I mean, a big thing that has changed is over the last 21 months, our town has lost 24 businesses and over 750 jobs.
Wow.
most recently, just as a couple of days ago, the food plant, Poor Street Foods, one located in Fallonfield Township and then another located in Spearsboro, they're all part of the 15022 Charleroi Area School District encompass. But and these are all bedroom communities. You throw a stone and you land into the next community. That business was located that did employ a lot of the Haitians. It's closing its doors in the Fallonfield Township facility. So that's probably going to be hundreds of immigrants that will be losing their jobs. And where they go from here, we don't know. The TPS status, naturally, as you know, was extended. First it was August, then it was September. Now that judge is ruling from New Jersey, I believe. Now it's February the 3rd. So it's a waiting game to see, you know, what the future is going to hold and where they're going to be going.
Mayor, have you reached out to the Trump administration? Are they aware of this type of stuff? Because they didn't cause this. This came from Biden. Have they been apprised of it?
I'm not sure if they've been apprised of it. I know we've talked to them before.
Okay.
This happened, but I don't know if they're aware of this.
Well, Mayor, I would pledge you.
They are aware of it.
Oh, they're aware. Okay, because I was going to say, we have a lot of them on, you know, and did they tell you they can do anything? I mean, this number of people displaced, particularly that are refugees of this sort, and the language thing and the car crashes and everything else that's going on, we're showing it on YouTube now. You guys really need help here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, with this TPS thing and then them losing their jobs, if they leave them hanging around here, it's probably not going to be good.
How about the schools, Larry? When we talked before, you know my background, schools, and we talked about that, say, in the pre-K or the kindergarten, and these children here, you know, were speaking French on top of it. What kind of strain was that on your schools?
Well, financially, it was. Mm-hmm. They received very little money. The borough has received not one penny to help us with that transition. And so it's no matter what anybody says, it's been a strain on both the borough budget and also on the school district budget.
Yeah, I mean, some of these other towns that made the news more, like Springfield and Aurora, they were bigger, and at least it was more play. When we talked to you guys way back when, already it was troubling. So how about Mayor of the state level, Josh Shapiro? Are they helping at all?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I had to ask it, Mayor, just for the record. I wouldn't be surprised. So. And Larry, you made the point before, and now you've supplied, and Henry is running it on YouTube, as I said, a lot of film, a lot of pictures of the traffic accidents almost every day, people not obeying the laws or knowing the laws, the stop sign, the whole thing. That's got to be maddening for the original residents of Charleroi.
I think our former mayor, Terry Newstrom, who came to speak with his concerns at one of our latest council meetings, the people of this town are their heads are on a swivel when they're driving and even walking. You have to constantly be on alert because you do not know when a four-wheeled missile is going to crash into you, crash into your home, and we've had several of them. A lot of cars that are flipped over.
Wow.
And our mayor can speak what he does with a towing company that works for.
Wow. So, Mayor, bottom line here, what is Charleroi going to try to do? Where are you located to? Give listeners a sense. I vaguely remember it. What county? Where are you guys?
We're in Washington County.
Okay.
About 45 minutes south of Pittsburgh.
Ah, okay.
We're right on Monongahela Road.
Okay. So what are you guys going to try to do with this other than publicize it and hope particularly the Trump administration comes up with some program to do something? Because I don't think these people are going to leave the country. They're not going to go back.
I mean, that's the scary part is if they don't have jobs, and they lose. They have no money. You know,
right.
What are they going to do?
Yeah,
Don, we're losing our fine mayor that you're speaking to, Greg Dorfler, at the end of this year. He's moving to a neighboring community, Spears. What we're trying to do, we have an election coming up in a week and a half, and we have five good, solid Republicans. Ernie Merritt is running for mayor, who spoke at the Trump rally, 10,000 people in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Ernie's a fine young man with new energy, new ideas. We also have myself, incumbent Joe Smith. We have Lorraine Smith and Debbie Devine as a team running for council. We need to take back majority control of our borough council. That's where it's all going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, it's we're sitting in the minority, and the Democrats are fighting tooth and nail in defense of the immigrants, and we cannot get our town back until we get majority control. At that time, then we need to bring in a professional marketing mm-hmm. communications firm to help us develop like a common sense, realistic plan to promote our borough and to attract anchor tenants and everything, because our town and the image and appearance of our town has been badly damaged.
Yeah, Larry, it is unconscionable. So please keep us in the loop as this continues. When's the election? November, right? November 4th?
That's correct.
Okay. We'll put this on our list. And after that, once the dust settles, we'll have you guys back and we'll see if it's any better. Mayor, it's been a pleasure talking to you these times. Good luck where you're moving. And Larry, we'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good day.
All right. You know, what can we do here other than they said it's on the radar of the Trump administration? You may remember that story when it happened in the one town about eating animals, the whole thing that Trump got into. And Aurora, that's where Martha Raddatz told J.D. Vance, it's only one apartment complex that the Venezuelan gang took over. Only one, she said. Imagine in America, it's only one. As she lives out there in her estates on the other side in Virginia. All right, a lot of folks want to get in. 855-839-1210. Tip of the hat to Henry. I like these stories because you hear about these things. We say the other side is reckless. This stuff can end badly. And listen, you heard these guys in this town. What do they do now once the industry fails? These people were being bussed in, to work and go home. They're bussed home by the same company. And then when that fails, who's there to pick up the pieces? This is the story of what happens. The Biden administration, not just illegal immigration, but the immigrant issue up and down the line. All right, phone lines to get in with Dom, 855-839-1210. It is Dom time. Welcome in. Tip of the hat to Henry on that, spotting that. Charleroi. You know, we just move over. It's a flyover country. It's small town America, 4,000 people. Do whatever you want to them. Well, what happens when this blows up? What do they do? And the carnage. The cut of the day, though, might be Democrat, the big beef guy who's apparently working out now because he's running for president, Pritzker. Pritzker was on with Bret Baier. By the way, the new head of the news department, Barry Weiss, at CBS, is floating the idea she'd love to have Bret Baier as the anchor of CBS. And, I think the people that put this stuff out think it's a standing ovation here at talk radio for Bret Baier. I don't think so. I think people are okay with Bret Baier. I don't think they're like, oh, man, that would be unbelievable to push back against the liberal bias that's there. It would be somewhat. I think he's pretty good, but it would not be shocking. If Bret Baier is shocking, then wow, what do they think of some of the other people on Fox? Apparently he's under contract, though, so it couldn't happen for a while, but they are looking for somebody at CBS, and they're looking for audience for the nightly news. somebody that would put them on the map. And it doesn't have to be blatant conservatism. It just has to be not the usual script that all three of them do. All right, so here is Henry Pritzker. Where is the big guy
here?
Got it. Yeah. Here's Governor Pritzker on with Brett Baer. And you've noticed most of these Democrats now, most of these mayors, they just go into denial. They keep saying, well, crime is down by 50% every year. It's almost non-existent. I wish Brett Baer had said, Governor, how about we'll stay a distance away and we'll film you. How about if you walk around most of Chicago, not at midnight, let's say 7 o'clock at night. How many neighborhoods could you just...
After dinner.
After dinner. Yeah, say after dinner to this guy. Well, that might be 9 o'clock.
We're by him.
Yeah, we're by. Oh, man, it's going to be midnight. You walk around by yourself. I would ask Larry Krasner in Safe Philadelphia to do the same. All right, what would happen to him? You know exactly what would happen. Here's how it sounded with Brett Baer.
Well, they're doing everything by the book. Why does Chicago have the highest murder rate of all the big cities?
Well, we are not in the top 30 in terms of our murder rate. Indeed,
the murder
our murder rate it has been cut in half over the last 4 years.
And
every year it's gone down by double digits.
Oh, God.
And if you look at all of the violent crime over the last four years,
here's a map.
They've all gone down.
Most U.S. cities, 17.47 per 100,000 population. Chicago is number one over Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio,
right there,
Phoenix.
Henry. Let's not bury the lead, Brett. You heard what he said in second place. By like 0.4 or something. Who was in second?
It's Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Larry Krasner would beg to differ.
Far and away, top two, I should say.
Yeah, top two. All right, continue.
17.47 per 100,000 population. Chicago is number one over Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Phoenix, Los Angeles, New York, and San Diego.
What I'm explaining to you is when you want to fight crime, look, you can pull statistics up.
No, these are murders.
I'm explaining to you that our murder rate has been cut in half. And very importantly, Brett, and you got to hear this, very importantly, we've been doing the things that are necessary to bring crime down, right? We've invested in community violence interruption. We've invested in police.
All right, then. So every year it comes down by 50%. You know, by the time he runs for president, it'll be zero. People will be flocking to Chicago. And Philadelphia in second place, Philadelphia Inquirer. How about reporting that? Per 100,000. All right, they're not buying the crap. There's so much more, too, going on with the guy and Krasner. How the guy that allegedly murdered Miss Scott, how they had him and the detectives were not told of that, that he was in another courtroom. He's in the building. They're looking for this guy on something serious. And nobody goes, yo, that guy's over here in this courtroom. You might want to go and arrest him. And Krasner just blames antiquated equipment for this one. My God, this guy.
If only someone was in charge and could get equipment in there.
Yeah. Yeah, who's in charge? Take that to the voters. We need new equipment. Okay. Coming up, Mike Donahue, the architect of the big rally for Jack Ciattarelli, really for Charlie Kirk, a couple of Fridays ago, what was it, 2 weeks from today? That was unbelievable. Now, wait a minute, was it 2 weeks?
It was two weeks.
That's right. And early voting starts tomorrow. That opening gun is out there. So this is the message now. Vote early, vote often. No, not the often. That's South Philly. But vote early because there will be a sense of how this voting is going, particularly in places like Ocean County, but even in Camden County. There'll be a mechanism on this. And if we're seeing Jack Ciattarelli hold his own in early voting, that is going to propel a lot more people to show up throughout early voting and then on Election Day. All right, Mike Donahue next. Judge, as Scott Presler calls him, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.